Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. My name is Vishal Teksanani. Today, we're putting our shock jock caps on because we're going to talk about the six most shocking results from earnings season, which companies imploded, which shot the lights out, and which are the sleeping giants that you may have missed. Joining me on the show today is Henry Jennings from Markets Today and James Gerrish from Market Matters. James, let's start with you. You've got your shiny red texter out. Which company gets the big F minus this earnings season?
There was a few to pick from, Vishal, but I'll go with Blackmores. I think that result was a pretty poor result. They've got earnings pressure. They've got margin pressure. It's not a new surprise in terms of that business doing it tough, but I guess what surprised me about that company as well is that the market is still reasonably upbeat about it. There's still eight holds in the market in terms of the broker community. So for me, poor result. Stock should go down from here.
Okay, sounds like it needs a vitamin uplift. And what are you doing with the company in your portfolio? Is it a buy, hold, sell?
Thankfully, don't have it. I'd be selling it if I had it, Vish.
Fantastic. All right, Henry, turning to you. So which company failed their grades in spades? What was the big shocker of the earnings season?
I guess it's been an interesting earnings season. One that disappointed me the most was Telstra. I had high hopes for Telstra. We're all stuck at home. We're all consuming data like there's no tomorrow. They even put up mobile plans just before during COVID, $5 extra. So I was kind of underwhelmed by Telstra. It was really disappointing. I call it tech in a cardi because it pretends really hard to be a tech stock. Andy Penn tries really hard to be, a kind of an Australian Zuckerberg, and it looks kind of casual. But it just is daggy. In fact, it's not even fuddy-duddy, it's duddy-duddy at the moment. It was just disappointing. I think that the disappointing side, 5G. What happened to 5G? We were all looking across the valley to the promised land. We knew there was going to be a hole in earnings because of NBN and that side of things. But 5G was the big hope. And yet, there was not that much of a mention of it, really. I know we're going to get 75% of the country in theory by June 2021 is going to be covered by 5G. But really, guys, you could do better. That was an F minus.
Fuddy-duddy, Telstra disappointing. It really rings a bell. So what would you say to an income investor today who's holding it, thinking that dividends are just going to flow through like rivers of gold?
Well, dividends are pretty scarce these days in most companies. I guess the good thing for me is that the dividend was held, maintained, 99% payout ratio. So that was pretty ritzy. But don't forget, during the GFC, they were paying out over 100%. So they have got the ability to keep paying dividends. So that's the only reason that I would be there. I think it's under pressure, but I think they should continue to pay dividends. And hopefully that 5G promised land will come into focus. And maybe COVID has interrupted all our plans on that.
Are you still backing it?
I think if you were parking cash, it's really defensive. It's really boring. It's fuddy-duddy tech and a cardi. But it's, if you want to go defensive, maybe Telstra is a place to be, especially below $3. They've just gone ex-dividend though. So the reasons to hold it are 8 cents less than they were a couple of days ago. So
makes sense. All right, let's flip it around to the A-team. Which report surprised you the most on the upside, Henry?
I think one that surprised me was Monadelphous, mainly because it had been written off by everybody. It's a mining services company, very much tied to Rio and BHP and the iron ore story, but it just seemed to get written off by the whole market. Admittedly, they have got a legal problem with Rio over that one of their... there was a fire that Rio have alleged, I think it's $493 million, in damages. So it's a big hit. There wasn't actually much mention of that in the results, I must admit, and not a lot of analysts focused on that. But for me, the stock was probably pretty shorted into the result, had a big pop. I'm not sure after the pop I'd be charging in, but certainly it has the business has stabilised. It's better than a lot of people thought, and it is geared to that iron ore story. And I think as we come out of COVID and we do see global growth pick up, although we won't see iron ore maybe punching the lights out, we may see a stabilisation at these kind of nice high levels. So that's good for Monadelphous.
Okay, so you sound like you're comfortably holding it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we hold that stock, and I've got to agree with Henry. You look at Fortescue's announcement yesterday, and they're talking about the amount they're going to spend on new to mine development, the amount of money they're putting in the ground. So it's a stock we've got in the portfolio.
Fantastic. And as far as winners, the biggest upside surprise for you, James, what was that?
Yeah, I guess not so much upside surprise to us, but probably to the market. Mm-hmm. I think Bingo Industries, BIN, was a really strong result in the context of what the market was anticipating. Mm-hmm. In that one. So the market was very negative on the construction cycle, that they were going to see weakness in their construction book, and that's going to feed into weakness in earnings. And then they've got some balance sheet issues, so that could, you know, force them down into an equity raise that would be really dilutive of share prices. So, they didn't do that. They expanded margins during a pretty tough time. So, you know, relative to where the market was at, I think Bingo's result was a really strong one. And I think that stock probably, you know, continues higher from here.
Sounds like investors hit the jackpot. You buy, hold, sell on it.
Yeah, I'd be a buy here. I think, you know, the thesis around the short positioning in Bingo is now gone. People will cite that it's expensive on FY21 numbers. If you take a little bit of, you know, a view out into the future, into 22 or 23, it becomes cheap. So I'm a buy on it.
Okay, we've gone through the winners, we've gone through the losers. Let's talk about the sleeping giants, because who doesn't love an underdog? What's a stock that's got a lot of potential, but the market just missed it in August?
Yeah, I'll give you a dog with fleas on it, with probably some warts as well. IVE Group, IGL is the code for that. It is a printing business, a large-scale printing business. They've had a pretty atrocious last 12 months. They just lost a big contract from Coles, which will wipe about $50 million off their revenue. But in terms of what the market, you know, in terms of a result, that I don't think the market has seen the nuggets of gold in yet. IVE fits that bill, particularly in terms of free cash flow. The free cash flow number was really strong, and that's allowed them to pay down more debt than the market was anticipating. So the market was expecting debt to rise. It actually fell. And I think that's the key to this result. So they're paying down debt when the market was concerned about their balance sheet. It's not without, you know, complexities and without risks, etc. But I think that's a really cheap structural business that's exposed to a cyclical upturn in the economy. So IGL is that one.
You're a contrarian buy on it, sounds like?
Yeah, I would be.
Okay. All right. Dogs, fleas, warts. Do you have something in that category, Henry?
When you say dogs, we talk about AMP, but I'm not going to talk about AMP. But one that caught my eye, I guess, which has got leverage to a recovery, is Downer EDI. It's got a lot of hands and a lot of pies. It's got a lot of hands and a lot of government contracts, especially in urban renewal and maintenance contracts with power and water side of things, which is good. They were trying to sell their mining services business. That's been put on hold because of COVID. They've also got a laundry business, which is doing quite well. So that's been good for them. And of course, they've got the hospitality and events business. Now, if we ever shake off this pandemic and get back to some sort of normality, Spotless could be reborn in some respects. So I kind of like Downer. It's a sleeping giant. It's got a lot of things going for it. It's really doing nothing. And when people start talking about reopening the economy and those, you know, the flight centers, the web jets, all these sort of things that people jump into when you see the vaccine hopes, I think Downer's also got that potential as well. Government stimulus, state and federal level helping them, solid government contracts, and also the fact that if we do get events and hospitality back on track in some guise, then there is a kicker there for the Spotless thing. And of course, you've got mining services, which although it's put on hold, given that we've seen, you know, the reemergence of mining as a relatively COVID-proof industry, I think it holds potential there. And it's just languishing. No one's really taking much notice of it.
And what are you doing within your portfolio? Buy, hold, sell?
It's definitely a buy.
Okay. Well, there you have it, the six most shocking results from earnings season. We were all so worried, but it wasn't much of a downer.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.